If it's only one side, you have right to stop him. But when there are two different sides there, then you should know the Baal HaGag is there to stay. He's always going to use this gutter, whether he's on the right side or the left side. Therefore, yes, from Kremi Chazaka, the owner should have made a macho. Rabbi Chanina Amar B'chinas said this, Hamar Zeh Vein LeChazaka. This small gutter doesn't have a chazaka, that the Baal HaChotzer, the neighbor where the water is falling into his property, has the right to tell the owner of the gag, stop, to take your gutter away. I don't want the water to come into my chotzer anymore. And it's called Amar Zeh Vein LeChazaka. Shem Hoya Oruch Mekatzer. That means, let's say the gutter was very long, I have a right to tell you it's too long, I want you to make it shorter. But V'yeshtu Mekayim LeChazaka. What does that mean? Shem Bolu Oikroi Einu Oikroi. That the Baal HaChotzer has no right to tell him, take away the gutter completely. Like once the Baal HaGag used the gutter, you should have known he's going to keep it there. It's only a question you can make it, and you can tell him to make it shorter. Longer, shorter, that's not a kriyas. This type of a gutter is like movable, you can tell him, move it around. But to tell him, I don't want you to use it anymore, that's called Yeshtu Mekayim LeChazaka, you can't uproot him. Reb Yim Yibar Abba Omar, Hamar Zev Ein LeChazaka. What does the Mishnah mean to say again that a small gutter, a portable gutter, has no chazaka? Shem Reitzel Livnoi Tachtav Boina. That if you want to build underneath it, you have a right to. That's what it means to say. This man says, Shem Reitzel Malachotzer Livnoi Tachtav Boina Binyonoi. That if the next door, the neighbor's property, if the neighbor wants to build something there where your gutter is coming off, the water's running down and bothering him, he has a right to tell you, stop it. Because now he wants to build something. Underneath the marzev, I have a right to do what I want there. If I want to build there, I have a right to build there. That's what it means. Yesh kol mekayim lechazaka. Forget, this is called a marzev ein lechazaka. That shem roitza livna is tachtav boina. If the Baal HaChotzer wants to build something under the gutter, the Baal HaGag can't stop him. But v'yesh to mekayim lechazaka, what does that mean? Shem bo lo oikroi ein oikroi. If you want to tell the Baal of the Gag, take your gutter and take it away altogether, that you can't tell him. It's only the Baal HaChotzer has a right to build something underneath the gutter. The place underneath is not Meshuvid. But the actual Mokum we're using, the Gmarzev, that he has a right to tell you to stop, that he can't tell you to stop. That he can't be oikroi. That's called the Mekayim LeChazaka, Shembo LeOikri Ein Oikri. He has the right to throw away the actual gutter. So now, I'm going to write this in our Mishnah. HaMatchila Yesh LeChazaka. The Mishnah makes a chilek between a marzev, that's a small one, a portable one, and a matchila, that's a permanent one, that's a big one. That's Yesh LeChazaka. So, Bishlei Melaman Diyomar, HaNechtarti Shapir, the one that says, Rashbam says, the Lishul Diyoma Ein Lechazok Im Ruach Achas. Shap Hitzvach Lameimor. Avra Maschila Yesh Lechazoko. The Dovah Kfiyasu. Rein Megidom Lioikim Imokim Imokim. So you have to say a Kiddush. That in the ratio there's no Chazoko on both places, only one place. Here, no matter where you are, it's called the good Chazoko. Elu Laman Diyoma. Shim Roitza Livnois Tachtav Boino. Main Afku Laminei. The Churif, the whole Pshat from the Chazoko is that Ein Lechazoko just means that if the Baal HaChotzer wants to build something underneath the marzev, he has a right to, so what should be the difference? Even the maschiler also. Even though the Baal HaGag has his permanent gutter there, it's a long one that goes along the whole roof, but so what? The Baal HaChotzer, Luchura, has a right to build underneath the gutter. So what should be the difference between the maschiler and the first case of a marzev? So where it says, Hocha b'maschiler shel binyan askinan. Here we're talking about this maschilah, this gutter, is shobinyan that's made out of stones. The yomalei, lenicha ledit tiroi ashisoi. Enechnami, here taka ein lechazaka means that if you have your gutter made from bricks, and the bricks now are lying on my wall, so I have a right to say, listen, your bricks are going to ruin my wall. I don't want your bricks to lie, to rely, to put all the weight should be on top of my walls. It'll ruin my wall. Tenecham in the sefer means stronger than that. Hamaschil yesh lechazaka means you have a right. The response of the Omer Lichlid, I don't want you to tip the taxa to build on anything that the Rosh is soy kleimer. Ma'achila shali to tipol, lekel makvois, lagarzin. That's the pshat over here. A little different. We're talking about now that you have your gutter made out of bricks, and it's sticking out. Now here, it's called Yeshla Chazoka, means that you have a right to stop the Bala Chosar from building something underneath it. Even though the property underneath it you don't really own, but the pshat is, you have now this gutter sticking out made from bricks. It's strong, it's permanent-like, it's fragile, that the banging of it will break it. So therefore, you have a right to stop the owner of the chotzer from building something underneath it, because when he builds underneath it, his banging there may break your stone gutter. So that's the chiddush of the seifa. That a maschila yeshla chazoka, that means if you use the maschila for 3 years already, and now the owner of the chotzer wants to build something underneath it, you have a right to stop him there. You have a right to tell him that that building may break my maschila. All right, turn over. So again, you might hear. I don't want that your banging underneath it will break down my maskila. If you have this gutter, you have a gutter that takes your dirty water out of your house and deposits it in your friend's chotzer. That's called Tinner Hamakaleach Mayan Chotchaveroi. Obo Balhagag Lisoismoi. And now the Balhagag wants to clog it up. So Balhachotza Makvinolo. The Balhachotza has the right to stop him and tell him, no, you're not allowed to clog up your gutter. Why? Tiomale. Tihecha Diat Konish Macho Chotzer Tidi Lemishte Beinaya. The same way you have a right to use my Chotzer to throw your water out. Is the dinami konili maya tiyagrecha? You should know, I also have the right to have the water coming to my chotzer. In other words, most probably the pshat is that the Bala chotzer wants that water to come into his chotzer. In other words, again, like zenena. You have dirty water on your roof. You want to get rid of it. You don't want it to drip down on your walls. It'll ruin your wall. So what do I do, your neighbor? The neighbor says, listen, I need that water. That water comes into my chutzner. It'll irrigate. It'll water my chutzner. It'll water the lawn. So very good. I'll give you permission to let your gutter come, and the water should run down into my chutzner. So the permission goes both ways. I'm giving you permission to use your gutter into my chutzner, but who are then? You have to make sure the water comes into my chutzner. You don't have a right now to be seismoid. You don't have a right to clog up the hole to stop the water from coming down. It's not done like this. Rabbi Oishiyo Omar, Ma'akid, you have a right to stop him. You have a right to stop him from closing up the water. Rashman says, Ma'akid Abalagag, the Balachotzer has a right to stop the Balagag from closing up his gutter. Rabbi Chomer Omar, ain't a Ma'akid. No, you have no right to stop him. Rashman says, Lo Shibid Lo Neimov, Helakol Yimeshiyo Yordim Chateroi. I wasn't Mishabadang and let you have the water always. Just that as long as I have my gutter here, as long as it's working, the water will go to you. But now that I want to close up my gutter, I have a right to. So it's a machlokes. Rabbi Shia and Rabbi Choma. So also they went, Shailul le Rabbi Bisa. They went to ask Rabbi Bisa. Omalu Meyakev, he said yes, that the Bala Chotzer has the right to stop the Bala Gag from clogging up, stopping the water, the flow of the gutter. Koriole Rami Bachoma. Her Bacham called upon him that the Achot HaMeshulas of Meheri Yinote, like the third one, would not be ripped away. In other words, like the Apostle Rashi Rashbam says, Gashim Nami, Epi Zerucha, Epi Zerucha, Midor Shlishi Vielach, Terem Achzeruch Lachtan Yishaloi. So, Zerah Boishiyo, Benoish Rebbe Choma, Benoish Rebbe Biso, and we take a Paschim like him. The Taka said what? That Ma'akiv, that he does have a right, the Balachotzer has a right to stop the Balagag from clogging up the flow of water. Now the Mishnah says, Sulama Mitzrayim Chazoka. This small ladder, even though you're putting your ladder on my wall for 3 years already, and now I wake up, I want you to stop, I've right to tell you to stop, there's no Chazoka. Hechidomi Sulama Mitzri, what's considered a small ladder?
Amidver Abyanai Koshein Loy Arbo Chavokin. Doesn't even have four planks, not even four steps to go up the ladder. That's called a small ladder. Such a small ladder, the owner is not makfir. The bala kaiso doesn't mind if you put it there. So even though you're there 3 years, that's not a chazaka. Now chalain hamitzris ain lo chazaka. A small window has no chazaka. And later on, the bala chotzer says, "I want you to close up that window. I don't want that you can see me. You have to close it." My shino gabi sulam to learn the forish. How come the mission does not explain what a mitzri ladder is? What type of a ladder it is? Well, my shino gabi chalon the forest. How come by a window it makes the chiluk of the mission between a sulam, a ladder of a mitzri, and between a chalaina mitzri? So how come the mission only explains what a chalaina mitzri is and does not explain what a sulam, what a ladder is? Gemara says, "Mishum the kaboye fluger of Yehuda the Seifa." Because you want to say over what Rabbi Yehuda argues in the Seifa. That Yehuda does not make a chiluk. The time is firstly explaining it's a chiluk with a person's head to get in there or not. And then Rabbi Yehuda says no, that whether even though a head cannot go in there, but if there is a frame around the window, that's called a kva. So since we want to say what Rabbi Yehuda's shita is, therefore we explain what a chiluk ha-mitzvah is. The Gemara says, the kaboy it's luger of Yehuda the Seifa. So therefore explains it, what a chloin is, a chloin amidst is a small window is, that a head cannot fit through there. Then it says, Rabbi Yehuda Shita, even though a head cannot fit through there, if there's a frame, then it's called a kriyas. Omer Rabbi Zeira.
If the window is in the wall less than Dalar Amos, then we have a chazaka. As the Rashbam explained, this is going on a big type of by a chloin suri. But the Mishnah says a chaloin suri has a chazaka. That's only talking about though if it's lamata midal damas. Therefore, if you have such a window in the house, like you could see through, and you bother the other person, therefore it has a chazaka. The yacholim ches, and therefore the balachotza could stop you from opening such a window. But lamala miyarbamis, let's say the window in your house is above dal damas, it's more than 4 amas above the ground in the house, then ain't like chazaka. There's no chazaka because the Bala Chotzer thought, listen, you'll never look out anyway. It's too high for you to look out. And you can't stop him from making such a window either. Since his Dalar Amos tall, he mustam doesn't look out. Rabbi Loi Yom, Rabbi Loi says, no, afilu lamala miyarba amois, ein le chazoko v'yochol imchois. The true lamala miyarba amois is no chazoko. But for Yochel Imchus, you have a right to stop him from making such a window. So what's the machloikis? Let's say the koifin al midas sadoim chamiflagi. The machloikis is that we could force you to stop doing something like a midas sadoim. Like midas sadoim is ein mahan al chaveiro. You don't give him any enjoyment, even though you're not losing anything. The masav a koifin, we have a right to stop him. Or masav rein koifin. That's the question. You have a right to be moicha to stop him from making such a window, even though you're not going to lose out. So Moses says, Lord, there's not the machlekes over here. To kuli al makoifin, everybody else makoifin on midas doim. Means if you want to do something to stop me and you're not going to lose out, you have no right to stop me. So that's not the reason why we should be moicha, why the balachot can stop you from building a window. But rather it's like this, v'shani hocha, tiyomule, the balachotzer has a right to say to the balachaloim, zimnen de mois v'shashifo tu secha. Sometimes you're going to put a stool underneath you. The kayamta, and you'll stand up on top of the stool, the kochosis, and you'll see what I'm doing. So therefore, even though the window is dal damas tall, still it's possible that you may get up there and look out. Therefore, the balachotzer has a right to stop him from making such a window, because he has a right to say, you're bothering me. You're going to look outside and see what I'm doing in my privacy. Now, who the osla came to Rabami? Someone came in front of Rabami. Shadra the time of the Rababa Bar Mamul or Malay Ovid like the Rabbi Loi. You do like Rabbi Loi or Mashmul. Because Rabbi Loi said, "Afilu l'mala mi'arba amos is ein lechazoka, but for yochel imchus, you have a right to stop him." Now, could Rabbi Loi? No, Mashmul. Shmul says, "Uloiro." Let's say somebody's opening up a window in his house for the purpose of light to come in.
So then, afilu kol sheyesh lechazaka. No matter how small the window is, there it's called a chazaka. Because since you're opening it in order to have light in the house, that's called the nusa de kviyusa. Like that, you're going to live and stay. You're going to let it stay there. So therefore, the bala chotza should have made a machor. And if he did not make a machor, that's a chazaka. You have a right to keep the window there. All right, we'll stop here. In other words, even though it's a small window, still here it has a chazaka. Because if it's done for the light, for sure you're going to keep it there. It's going to be permanent. All right, we'll stop here. You were holding Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, here by the bottom, by the Mishnah. That the Mishnah starts off and says, Haziz Atefach, is Yesh Lo Chazaka. If you have this something projecting out of your house, going into somebody else's chotzer, and the other person knows you have a kaisel, and right next to your kaisel is somebody else's chotzer. So you have a beam sticking out, going over into his chotzer. So if the beam sticks out of tefach, then lemaisa should bother the other person, and you should have been meicher, should have protested and tell you, I don't want your beam sticking out into my chotzer. So since he did not protest, he did not make a machor, therefore it's called haziz yesh lechazaka. It's called that you have a chazaka, you have a right to leave it there. The other person cannot change his mind. You have a right to leave this ziz out there. That's called yesh lechazaka. In other words, like even though really you're bothering him, the fact you have something sticking out over his property, so he, of course, he has a right to stop you, but if he did not stop you for the last 3 years, he's like regular chazaka, cheskas gil moshonim, the fact you're using it for 3 years, that's the proof that he gave you permission to use it. So here, you should have made a machor then, and if you did not make a machor,